Welcome to our podcast where we delve into the dynamic world of business, providing insights, tips, and interviews to help you navigate the English-speaking business landscape with confidence. In the latest news from FTX, an intriguing development emerged in the ongoing federal fraud case involving its CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried. During his ongoing testimony, he displayed visible inconsistencies and selective memory loss, which backfired during cross-examination. Adding to the complexity of this trial, Bankman-Fried, on his third day of testifying, unexpectedly placed the blame for FTX's troubles on his ex-girlfriend. Although Bankman-Fried admitted having made large mistakes in his role at FTX, his verbose responses drew criticism from the judge. This raised concerns over a potential lack of focus and clarity during his recount of events. The outcome of this trial is keenly anticipated, given the possible significant ramifications on both Bankman-Fried's reputation and FTX's future. Stay tuned as more unfolds in this intriguing case. In the latest development with General Motors, the company and the United Auto Workers, UAW, union have reached a tentative deal to conclude the ongoing strike that has heavily impacted both parties and the wider economy. The proposed contract agreement ushers in substantial changes that benefit both workers and the company, representing an optimistic shift in General Motors' labor news. The agreement promises wage gains and improved benefits packages for workers, consequently enhancing their overall compensation and job security. A notable factor in the agreement is the eradication of the two-tiered wage scale, which addresses a long-standing contention within the workforce. The formation of this agreement marks significant progress in resolving the labor dispute between General Motors and the UAW union. One of the most prolonged strikes in the automotive industry, it caused substantial ripple effects on both the involved parties and the broader economy. The proposed deal nurtures the hope for a speedy resolution and a return to business as usual for the company and its employees. The agreement triggers the potential cessation of the automotive strike across the country. The UAW members are set to have the final say in its approval, as the deal requires ratification by the union's members. If sanctioned, this agreement could provide much-needed relief for both General Motors and the UAW, and aid the company in recouping financial losses incurred throughout the strike. This latest development concerning General Motors will be under intense scrutiny, not just by those directly involved in the automotive industry, but also by the broader public, given the strike's implications for UAW members, the company, and the wider economy. Keep an eye out for further updates relating to the ratification of this agreement and the prospective influences it may have on the U.S. automotive sector. In the latest United Auto Workers, UAW, news, notable developments are underway within the automotive industry. In a surprising turn of events, Tesla's contract with UAW is gaining traction, providing the electric vehicle manufacturer a unique advantage over the traditional Big Three, General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. Traditionally, Tesla hasn't been strongly associated with unionized labor, but this novel union contract might be a pivotal element shifting the industry's landscape. Negotiating labor relations distinct from its competitors, Tesla traverses a path of its own. In relation to this, a word of caution has been issued by a former Ford CEO to workers post the recent conclusion of auto strikes. This serves as an important reminder for employees to stay alert and be aware of the industry's constantly changing dynamics. On another note, Stellantis, previously Fiat Chrysler, is on the brink of a positive announcement. A tentative deal struck with UAW proposes a substantial wage increment for its workers. If given the green light, wages will see a rise of 25% over the next 4.5 years. This agreement underscores the determination of both Stellantis and UAW to fairly remunerate workers, emphasizing their financial well-being. These developments underscore the continuously evolving dynamics of the automobile industry and ongoing efforts to guarantee palatable working conditions and compensation for workers. Stay connected for more updates on this dynamic and perpetually transforming industry. Thank you for tuning into our podcast today, where we delved into the world of business in English, offering insights and tips to help you thrive and succeed in the dynamic and ever-changing world of commerce.